This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Michigan is certainly known for its peninsulas. We certainly have the Upper and Lower Peninsula, the Old Mission, the Keweenaw, the Leelanau, the Garden Peninsula, even the Thumb. But chances are most of us do not know about the Lost Peninsula. Don Faber's piece, Locating the Lost Peninsula, is in Michigan History Magazine. Good to have you back, Don.
Thank you.
Just where is the Lost Peninsula and why is it lost?
Well, it's in the extreme southeastern part of Michigan, Monroe County. And it's lost because when they were fighting about the boundary, Ohio and Michigan, this part of Michigan was cut off by the boundary line, which Congress accepted. They had begun arguing about the boundary, Michigan and Ohio, back when Ohio became a state. The two states then each took a survey. Ohio survey placed the port of Toledo, which they wanted, in Ohio.
Very convenient.
Very convenient. And Michigan's survey, understandably enough, put Toledo in Michigan. Well,
we had a little war over that.
There was a little war over that also.
A wee war.
It all came to a head in 1835 when Michigan's first governor, Stevens T. Mason, made it a point not only to gain statehood for Michigan, but to settle that Toledo Strip dispute once and for all in Michigan's favor. It didn't work out that way, but Congress brokered a solution.
And what was that?
Whereby the boundary line that Ohio had drawn for itself was accepted as the boundary. That's the boundary that exists today. But Michigan raised such an unholy objection back in those days that Congress decided, well, as compensation, as a sop, we'll throw in the western two-thirds of the Upper Peninsula, which nobody owned and nobody wanted, including Michigan, but it was a take it or leave it.
So here's your consolation prize.
So here's it.
Ohio gets Toledo, and you get that. And as it turned out, pure Michigan wouldn't be the campaign it is without having the Upper Peninsula to sing about.
You know, I saw a bumper sticker the other day. It showed just the Upper Peninsula. And the legend on the sticker was, not just a mitten.
Very true. So this, it's a little tip, and you have to go through Ohio then to get to this tip?
It's cut off. Michigan? Yeah, it's cut off by the Ottawa River, which flows northeastward into Maumee Bay. But yes, the only way to reach this little portion, this little sliver of Michigan, maybe 250 acres, is through Toledo. So it's a little difficult to get to.
Was it a pretty quiet place all along?
It was quiet. Well, it was Indian territory for the longest time. Then it was farmed, and then finally tenanted with, private homes. Today it's private homes, a low, kind of a marshy area, not much to look at, really. But the people who live there just love it.
Why?
Because it's isolated. And it's beautiful in its own way. And they feel as though they're cut off, but they feel that they're unique. And in many ways, they are.
And what about services? Schools, for instance, or public services?
Well, Toledo, the city, provides sewer and water. But as far as the schools go, the residents have to bus their kids around and through Toledo. It's about a 35-minute bus ride.
Up into Michigan.
Yep, into Erie Township, Michigan.
All right.
And that's where also where they pay their taxes, to Erie Township, Monroe.
Now, did Ohio make a little run at trying to get it back sometime 40, 50 years ago?
Oh, they made a half-hearted run. They were hoping, Toledo was hoping to make it into a park of some kind. And our then Attorney General, Frank Kelly, got into the dispute and said, in effect, that we aren't going to give one inch of either the Lost Peninsula or any part of Michigan back to Ohio.
It's just a funny reminder that we've had a touchy relationship with Ohio that goes way before Ohio State football. Now, there was a period of the history that was kind of interesting for the Lost Peninsula during Prohibition.
They used, during Prohibition, the Lost Peninsula, along with other sites along the Detroit River, as bases for rum running. And it was one of those sites where they were protected in some regard because the Toledo police did not want to cross into Michigan, and it was a jurisdictional thing, so they had almost a free pass there in their little isolated position. Now, we know much more about rum running in the Detroit area, the Detroit yes. River, but they also used the Lost Peninsula. Again, one of those quirks.
Very, very interesting.
And the geographical oddity.
The geographical oddity and the historic oddity that is the Lost Peninsula. Don Faber's look at the Lost Peninsula can be found in Michigan History Magazine. Thank you so much, Don.
Thank you very much, Cynthia.